Blog Talk Radio.
Allison, Frodo, Chris, Janet, Shirley, B-Money, Byron, Amanda, and Heather. Uncensored and original, Rant Rock is about to blow. AMC, AMC Press.
Well, hello, ladies and germs. Tonight is Halloween on AMC Press Live. And we all know who's on the call. We all know our little vampire that loves to hide in the shadows. Miss Shirley's here.
Good evening.
We've also got the doctor herself, Miss Allison.
Hey.
And it sounded like Mr. the monster that was created by the doctor, Miss Johnny's on the call.
Hi.
And Lala has joined in as well.
Hello.
Oh.
Ah, and there's our resident magician.
Coming all the way.
I hope you had a lot of cute trick-or-treaters. I know I did.
That's good.
No, I'm... Since I cannot take part in the festivities this year, I got candy.
So, tonight, as we promised before, we've been making plans throughout the last several weeks on what to do to scare the living shit out of our listeners.
Oh, yeah.
And yes, we are going to scare the shit out of you.
Mm-hmm.
But we're also going to have fun tonight. Is he still coming on, Allison?
I am not 100% sure. However, if he does, he does.
Cool. We may have one of the other people who, without this person, AMC Press would not exist as it currently does. So, let's get down to the games today.
How about it, guys?
So, I think first off, we need to turn down the lavender theme one notch, and then let's play it.
All right. Let me know if you can hear it. Here we go.
Perfect. Well, not quite, but... Little children, come with me. Safe and happy you will be. Away from your homes, now let us run. With Hypno, you'll have so much fun. Oh, little children, please don't cry. Hypno wouldn't hurt a fly. Be free to play. Come down in my cave with me to stay.
Somebody's got feedback.
Yeah. Oh, little children, please don't squirm. These ropes I know will hold you firm. Hypno tells you this is true, but sadly, Hypno lied to you. Oh, little children, you must believe, your families for you will grieve. Their minds will unravel.
This is beginning to creep me out a little.
Their minds will unravel at the scene, allowing me to haunt their dreams. But surely, all of you must know, that it's time for you to go. Oh, little children, you weren't clever. Now you shall stay with me forever.
I Want me to keep it going or stop?
Stop it. How'd you like that one, you guys?
That pretty was
cool.
Creepy.
Whoa, oh,
creepy
yeah.
Cool.
Ooh, it started creeping me out.
That's the whole idea.
Charlie's getting
What you need, what you really needed, was a dilapidated old building with lightning in the background.
Well, yeah,
well,
but
that,
that
would have worked.
That particular,
that
yeah,
worked.
But that particular one with Hypno, it's got to be in the right area. Lavender Town was the
yeah,
area.
Very true.
Oh, and it gets better than that. This evening, today, I've been doing some Pokemon escapades of my own, and Johnny may like to know this one. I've been turning a Braxian and a Ditto into a pair of whores.
Wow.
Anyway, so that's the Hypno's lullaby in the most creepy way I can give it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, you have it. You know what? Vincent Price was the tops for doing that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Vincent Price was the tops for doing that. But if Vincent Price hadn't done Thrillers, how many people here would think Toka would have made a good reader that one part in Thriller?
I would.
Because mainly here, just him doing that poem, mainly I had to check myself if I pissed my pants. So, yeah.
The first time I heard that, I go... Man, that dude reading that poem sounds familiar. And I go, I find, and then I saw the video, and I go, man, that's a Vincent Price.
Mm-hmm.
Now he was good. Toku, you would be good reading that poem in Thriller.
Mm-hmm.
Especially using that creepy voice you just used.
Hey, that creepy voice of mine is a patent pending thing, so no one gets it.
Nothing wrong with that.
Speaking
of creepy voices, I posted something earlier on the group because someone else had posted it on Facebook. Criminal Minds' Matthew Gray Gubler does a fantastically creepy reading of The Telltale Heart by Edgar Allan Poe.
Ooh.
It is so creepy. It's fantastic. I listened to the whole thing from start to finish.
Allison, are you okay?
Yeah, why wouldn't I be? First off, second off, it doesn't surprise me with you, in all honesty.
Like I told you before, I had to check myself to see if I pissed my pants.
Besides the point, I know you like a book. I know how you are.
Well, given that this is my time of the year, you know, creep factor is obviously going to come into play because this is my time.
Yeah, to paraphrase Star Trek a little bit, creep factor 7.
I think I was hitting closer to creep factor 8.5.
Probably.
But anyway, so here's the question for everyone. How was everyone's Halloween today?
Pretty
it
good,
was great.
Actually.
It was great.
Yeah,
it was
I
very quiet on my end.
Yeah, I
very
scared
scary. The 2-year-old, the cute 2- and 3-year-olds kind of took the scare out of it for me.
Yeah, but me, I've dressed up as Cure Moonlight at my job. I have this one coworker, Jeremy. Oh, my God. He is so good at what he does. He basically dressed up as a werewolf. And now I missed this. I wish I had gotten this. Two of my coworkers this morning, they got the hell scared out of them. And one of them even grabbed a chair.
You know, I just gotta ask, did anyone get bit by any Twilight vampires today?
I'm happy to say no.
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 First, so no news.
Second off,
no.
I'm not.
No news.
No, and if Edward had bit my arm, I would have given him a left hook.
I will be with you on that one. But no, I think it would done far more to the person. I'm sorry
I'll tell you something really funny. Five of my coworkers dressed up as five people from Duck Dynasty.
Nice.
That's definitely interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, in my end, Yaga is going to be mainly saying, one 3-year-old was dressed up as MJ, and a 5-year-old was dressed up as Mega Blue from Megaforce.
Oh, wow.
Cool.
Oh, yeah.
Well, somebody posted this on Facebook today. A 3-year-old girl became Princess Deadpool.
Oh.
That sounds cool.
Yeah.
That sounds really cool.
Wanted to enlighten me on who the hell is Princess Deadpool?
Well, Deadpool is a Marvel Comics character.
Yeah.
And
he's
got this like a red and black mask. He wears red and black all the way up and down his body. Now I don't know the whole story, but somebody brought her 3-year-old daughter into the cosplay mix, and her daughter decided to look like a pretty princess but look like Deadpool at the same time.
Nice.
That's very inventive,
cool.
given what Deadpool is capable of.
Right. Because I've seen a Princess Darth Vader.
Does anyone know the backstory of Deadpool?
Nope, not me.
I'm trying to remember.
Essentially, he's a mutant. He has the same base power that Wolverine has with the mutant healing factor, except his is amplified to such a degree that he's basically immortal.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. So take Wolverine's mutant healing factor, which already is really quick, 3 gunshots healed in 20 seconds flat.
Mm-hmm.
Multiply that by like 3, and you're talking 3 gunshots, healed in 5 seconds, comes back, snipes you in the head with a 50 caliber bullet. That's Deadpool.
Really sounds like he's a
in the Marvel Comics universe, Deadpool scares Magneto.
And I thought Magneto was a badass.
Deadpool? Okay.
Well,
Magneto can handle Wolverine because of the adamantium laced bones. Don't throw him across the room, right?
Mm-hmm.
With Deadpool, there is no metal-laced bones. There's just his guns. So he uses his magnetic powers. He's just going to strip off the guns of Deadpool. And even if he does manage to, quote-unquote, what would normally be a fatal wounding on Deadpool, cut his neck, it'll heal in 5 seconds.
Wow.
Damn, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Really makes things interesting.
Yeah, well,
so.
Well, speaking of getting shot, this may not sound like... Yeah. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, when you talk about cool mutants, Deadpool is definitely at the top of the list.
Mm-hmm. And hard to believe he was played by Ryan Reynolds in that Wolverine movie at the start.
Hey, actually,
speaking of somebody getting shot, this woman, this is a cop, She was shot over the weekend, and she is she's living to see her two kids doing Halloween tonight.
Aww.
Aww.
She was shot in the face.
Oh, that woman is lucky.
She was shot in the face. Uh-huh. She was shot in the face, but amazingly, she still went after the bad guys.
Never.
That's awesome.
You know what?
Pretty sweet.
There was a bigger presence looking after that lady when she was chasing after the perp.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Actually, it was the perps. Because what happened was there was three guys in the car, and they caught the gunman. They're still trying to catch the other two people in the vehicle. But I mean, if you look at the picture, you can see she's got the gauze all over her after being shot. But you know, she managed to chase the suspects for 20 miles.
Well, I also think we should do a public service announcement, you guys.
Okay.
All
right. Tonight there were some severe storms in America while trick-or-treating was going on. I'm looking down at Arkansas specifically. There were kids that were out when the sirens blew, and the kids wisely went to shelter. The public service announcement, and they were found. The public service announcement is this. For parents, if you've got any risk of having a tornado drop in your town, don't be sending your kids out trick-or-treating. I don't care if you think your kids are the best kids in the world and are the safest kids and will always follow the directions of what's going on around them. Just don't do it. You can delay trick-or-treating one night.
Because several towns... Yeah, several towns had done that already. They knew the threat was coming. Several towns in three states I know of have postponed it until at least tomorrow. So.
Mm-hmm. So
they knew this was coming.
Don't be irresponsible parents.
Because you never know if what could happen.
Now, luckily, the story ends well because the kids were smart. They were intelligent enough to realize, oh, shit, siren's blowing. That means I better take fucking shelter. And they did just that.
Sorry, that wasn't for you, Toku.
They took shelter. Okay?
Right.
And they took shelter in such a way that they weren't easily found. But when they were fat, because it was going all over, these kids are gone, where'd they go, and then they were found, and it's like, oh, they were here all along.
They were at the storm shelter.
Like, it's one of those, oh boy.
What it does to me, Allison, and I don't know if anyone else feels this way, is it makes me think that the authority in this case, in this situation, lacked a few brain cells.
And that's terrible. I'm just...
Right, because we were talking about that last night, too.
The kids were taught properly. Oh, crap. Hear sirens, seek shelter.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we were talking about that a lot last night too, because I said specifically, you know, there had been some towns. I remember the sheriff from Fishers, Indiana, said, you know, it's only a recommendation. We're not making a requirement. If you still want to go out tonight and trick or treat, fine, but be careful. That's why they said wait till Friday night to do it.
You want to know something
last night about the woman who had the gall to basically give the children
a letter instead of
My mom had weighed in on it today with me because I was discussing the radio show. She said if she doesn't want to give out candy, instead of giving the letter, don't give out anything. Just have the lights off.
Right.
Exactly.
Well, and here's my question.
Who the hell made her the food police?
No,
And I actually talked with my mom about it in depth because she knows I've been battling weight, and I told her if I was in any of those in that situation, I think I would have looked at her and said, and basically give her tongue lashing, and then
well, here's my question.
Okay.
Here's my honest question. Why in the fuck does this woman think that she is all of a sudden the queen god of what kids need? I mean, seriously. Who the fuck died and made her the boss of what children need to eat?
You know what? It is the parents' place, not some total stranger.
Me and my mom actually were discussing in depth, and I brought up Daphne as discussing it. She's like, you can't just say, oh, no, since you look big, since you might be big, oh, you're morbidly obese.
Here's the thing. Book and Allison, I'm sorry for interrupting you. But I kind of want to put it in another perspective, just for a moment, if I may.
Sure.
Think about this from the perspective of the children, the child who comes up to this woman's house, has his or her friends near him or her, and this lady hands all of this kid's friends candy.
And gives him
the
letter.
And gives him the letter.
Oh, yeah.
How
do you think that's going to make the kid feel?
Right.
That's not even where I was going with this. That's a good point. But that's not even where I was going with this. What the fuck do you think is going to happen to that kid when he goes back to school?
Going to get ridiculed. And I was ridiculed in school because of my weight.
It's not even a level of ridicule, Allison. It's not even a level of ridicule at this point, what we're talking about. It's this type of shit that perpetrates bullies.
Yep, that's
I know. Oh, and I even brought up to my mom, when I was in school and I would basically get made fun about my weight, there would be days I would just eat a little bit and then throw the rest of my food away. Didn't care. Just was at the point where I was being fat shamed to the point where if I know that I am a big girl, have always been curvy, that is not the right way of going about it. That's the point where I end up being very self-destructive, very, okay, I will eat, or, oh, I won't eat, or, what do I want today?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's really one of the root issues when you talk about total strangers taking control of other kids' lives. Because I'm sorry for picking on you, Shirley, but I gotta do this for a minute.
Shoot.
If you are told by a total stranger down the road from your home's house that you are a fat girl and that you should go on a diet and you shouldn't even be walking around and woo 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 woo, what would you have done? Mind you, you're like 10, 12, 15, that range.
I probably would have had the typical reaction and go crying home.
Okay, and that's another issue in and upon itself, because if you go home crying, the other people are going to see that. Other kids are going to see that. And what's going to happen when you go to school the next day?
Especially ridiculed, bullied, the works.
Bingo.
Definitely fat shame. Fat shaming is out there.
Yeah, that's why that psychologist at the end of that video of that story, as we said, that letter will do a lot more harm than good.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a given. That's almost that's looking for trouble. That doesn't even...
Oh, yeah.
That doesn't even begin the... If she's wanting to cause some problems in the town,
she already has.
Yeah, some people were saying they hope her house gets egged and teepeed.
Well, I'm afraid it's going to be something a little worse than that, Cheryl.
Personally, I wouldn't have pulled out the teepee or the egg. I would have had some more.
It will be waste of toilet paper. Apparently, someone attempted to do that to my house, and failed.
Well, Allison, if I were in that city, and I were that age, you know my smart aleck ways well enough to know it wouldn't be toilet papering, it wouldn't be egging. It probably would have been something. Huh?
He's probably thinking the same thing I am.
I know that someone on the 2 may mention of, they were making reference to this person, or they were discussing Halloween and different things, and someone said that they were making mention of, if you didn't like something, they were making comments that were kind of shocking to me, about a Molotov cocktail or something.
Oh, I wouldn't be going with Molotov cocktails. No. Molotov cocktails are too messy.
Oh yeah.
Wearing bag of poop.
Huh?
Wearing bag of poop.
No, you're thinking that. I'm thinking something a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Oh boy.
Yeah,
let's just make a disclaimer. We don't condone what we're saying.
That's good.
Just making that clear. Remember, yeah, we don't condone what we're discussing because let's just be perfectly honest. Personally, I've been rated as one of the most crazy motherfuckers you can meet, so, yeah.
And I'm sure if you were in that area, you would go big before you go home.
Let's just say go big and go and run fast.
And that's not saying much, but it gets the point across.
Mm-hmm.
Can anyone say level?
Yep.
I just give you the full
what? What about us? You know, what about us who don't like to fight? I know it's not sticking up for yourself.
Yeah.
I know it's not sticking up for yourself, but I personally don't like fighting people.
You know, that's the thing.
Whether it be with words or fists, I don't like fighting with people.
I'm not a fighter per se, but if I have to defend myself in a way that seems a little excessive, then it happens. But I don't go out like tonight. I'm not going to go out and hunt for a fucking fight. No, I'm not that dumb.
You're not
going to
be all guns a-blazing.
No, I'm more subtle until you hit a certain point, and then they can see your house from 10 miles away,
Lashana, what do you think about that?
Like I said, I'm lost for words. I have to be honest. If I had a child and if somebody sent that to my child, oh, they would have heard my mouth from 30 miles away cussing their fucking asses out.
I was
cussing involved in mine.
I think I will be the same way.
Okay, I am getting a double thing.
Getting double sound?
With me, I think I would be the one where I would go, I think I would be the one making sure that telling all the kids when they go to, if I was the one giving out candy, I would be like, just don't go to X house. Avoid X house.
Well, and those advertisements out for that one phone that, you know, were showing how to, how people were passing information about what houses had what candy and all that.
That was the Samsung Galaxy.
I saw that commercial.
Do that idea. This lady will disrespect you if you go to her house asking for candy.
And then it just gets around.
Yep.
I'm sure. I hope those are in that area have those phones.
I have to be honest. This is just me. The commercial was very interesting and very smart because it's like sending a positive message. Because I liked how I like how that little kid says, "We can't go. We need to avoid 34th Street." 34th Elm Street, there's a dentist. He's handing out floss. And the guy's like, weirdo.
It was the Verizon Samsung Galaxy commercial. I love that commercial.
I do too. It's well thought out.
I would get a Samsung Galaxy with seeing that phone, seeing how they do it and how much it's like, okay.
I kind of like that commercial because it sent a positive message to the family and children.
Oh, I agree.
The Samsung Galaxy phone.
Well, and here's
I believe
the
that's
thing.
What it is, the Galaxy Note, Johnny.
You get the Galaxy Note 3 and Galaxy Gear.
Here's what the thing is, though, about this, about that, okay? Today we live in a society of technology. People have this technology usually in the form of literal computers in the palms of their hands.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. In situations like this where you've got someone who's publicly known to become hostile toward a certain group of people, in this case, what she deems to be overweight children, you start spreading the message saying, avoid this house at all costs. She's disrespecting everyone who's over a certain body weight.
I wonder how big this woman is. I'm seriously wondering if... I would love to see it. What this woman looks like.
Yes. You're wondering if it's a pot calls the kettle black situation.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Because, okay, granted, I might be curvy, yay, bad of weight. I'm very open to admitting it on air. I know for a fact that if someone told me, even if the person sees if a random stranger said something to that was not anyone that I'm familiar with or even have it knowledge about or they know of my family, I think I would be the one person, if I was in one of the kids' shoes. I think now since I'm older, I think I would. I think the courage that I have now, if I was younger than Linda, that I think I would have been that. I think I would have made that woman definitely. I think I could put her in her place because I put I put people in their place that were adults when I was 10, 11 years old. So,
can I? Who has access to the chat room right now?
I do.
I do. Why?
Who has anyone said anything about this comment, about what we're discussing?
Oh, yeah. Let's see. Somebody said something about a cough drop. And then it's like, isn't that lady bullying? Yeah, we agree it's bullying.
That's what I said. Like, that's pretty much bullying right there, the lip lady did.
Yep.
I mean, here's my viewpoint in this whole situation, okay? If you're going to turn on your light to allow the trick-or-treaters to come and visit you, then at least be courteous. Don't be a fucking Scrooge-ass bitch. And definitely don't be singling out specific kids to be the Scrooge-ass bitch. If you're going to do that Scrooge-ass bullshit, you give that letter to everyone. You don't even give out candy. You just give out the letter.
And then you would have a...
Yeah, it's like our next-door neighbors. They don't believe in Halloween, which is their right to.
Right, everyone
so,
has a child.
They make sure their lights are off. They don't try to shame the kids that like Halloween.
Right.
They just don't allow her kids. They just don't allow their kids and grandkids to go out on Halloween.
Oh
plain
God! One thing I cannot stand. Oh wait, someone's trying to talk to me. I'll let them go first.
Well, what I was gonna say is, and I can wait till after you're done. But basically, I think we should do a little bit of a history lesson before we end tonight's show.
Okay.
Oh, I agree.
That'd be fun. Yeah, anyway, one thing I cannot stand, and now I don't know if I've told this on the show before or not, but I was working at the Dollar Tree on Halloween night one night, and, you know, I was wearing witch's hat with a purple wig and all, you know, it's Halloween night, no problem. This woman walks in, and she starts giving me the third degree about witchcraft. It's like, I was thinking, lady, it's Halloween. Give me a break.
It's like... People dress up, keep your, it's almost like you're working, you're doing your job,
mm-hmm.
So it's almost like mind your business, keep your mouth shut.
Yep.
It's kind of like when we do our show, you know, we don't like, at least I don't like being interrupted, I don't think any of us like being interrupted while we're doing the show.
Exactly.
So, anyway, let's get to that history lesson I was discussing.
Okay.
So, for those that know, this is a history lesson about Halloween, and I'm going to go into many different sects of belief. So, this is going to be a little bit complex, and if I lose anyone, let me know.
Okay.
That being said...
Okay.
Yeah, Johnny's already lost.
What else is new?
Anyway, getting to the subject at hand. So, for those that don't know, Halloween started out as a holiday holiday is a loose term. It's more of a day called All Hallows' Eve, and it still is called All Hallows' Eve. It's the day in which the barrier between the spirit world and our world becomes the weakest. Now, for those that don't understand what that means, it essentially means the spirits come out and play. Okay?
Makes sense.
Now, this is a way ancient tradition. We're talking back in ancient Celtic days, back when, like, paganistic beliefs originally rooted back in, like, Celtic Britain. So, we're talking Stonehenge days, when Stonehenge was built. Okay? It was originally intended to just be a harvest festival. Fall harvest, you know. And that's where we get a lot of our different symbols of this season, which include, like, and some of these apply more toward the Thanksgiving era, but it still technically applies if you want to get technical. Indian corn, gourds. Here's where jack-o'-lanterns come into play. Your cornucopias, all this stuff, you know. It was a harvest festival. And like I said, gourds, jack-o'-lanterns, whatever you want to call them, that came out because people believed that the jack-o'-lantern's face would prevent evil spirits from coming, but allow the good ones.
Yes.
Really weird belief, but we still carry it to this day. People believe that All Hallows Eve is a devil's holiday, a Satanistic holiday. In fact, there are religions that will outright ban the celebration of All Hallows Eve because of its quote-unquote Satanistic overtones. There is no Satanism involved in this. Yes, some people use this day to propel spells and stuff that have much greater potency because of the fact that the spirits are out, but that doesn't mean it's Satanistic.
Right.
No. So please, anytime you hear that stuff, oh, Halloween's a Satanistic holiday, don't believe it.
No.
It actually, the purpose of it, the holiday itself, was to cleanse the earth, if you will. And it's really weird how it works, but basically, the spirits release and it helps cleanse the earth. Yeah, let's just not get into that.
Kind of like the ancient civilizations that do the rituals when they play, like the Kokopel, the Native
Kokopelli?
Americans. The Kokopelli, the humpback dancer of the which Indian tribe?
Navajo,
one of our local Indian tribes. The Kokopelli is a fertility god.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Here's a trivia question for you, Janet.
Yes.
Where did the practice of using frankincense and myrrh over a deceased body come into place? Come in initially.
You're learning me something new, because
you don't know. Well,
didn't the Egyptians use some form of it when they were doing mummification to preserve the bodies, so they could make it into the afterlife?
It actually goes further back than that, even.
Oh,
well, you just
we're
taught
talking
me something.
Back. We're talking back to, like, Mesopotamia.
Ah.
That's when frankincense and myrrh originally came into play. But getting off that subject, this is not a day of fear, per se. This is not a day of being scared. Now, granted, we love to have fun, and we love to joke around, and we love to get our blood pumping in fear, like I did earlier, okay? But that's not the intent of this day. The intent of this day is essentially, if you really want to go down to it, it's spiritual purification.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you can't deny that if you look at all the history. And before anyone asks, yes, I am a pagan, yes, I'm a witch, yes, I'm Wiccan, but I've also studied a lot of religions. There was a time when I was going from Christianity to whatever religion I chose to go to, ended up being paganism, witchcraft, Wiccan. I was studying pretty much every religion under the sun.
Hmm. Cool.
So, I kind of am a scholar to an extent. I'm not, like, a professional, mind you. But I'm a scholar of the religions of the world. So, there you go. There's your brief history of
Halloween
and why you should not fear it. So there you go, guys.
Thank you. You just taught me something new, kiddo.
You learned something.
Sorry, Toku.
No big deal.
It's
a lot of interesting stuff. When you study the religious beliefs of a lot of stuff, you find that there's a lot of similarities. Did you know that the Christian holiday Christmas actually coincides with an ancient pagan, druid, holiday feast festival called Yule? And that's where we get our Yule log tradition.
Uh-huh. You're one of our local station burns a Yule log for 6 hours.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the beliefs, yeah. In Wiccan, in pagan, though, what Yule celebrates, if you really want to get technical, is the death, the death of the sun god and the start of a new cycle. Basically, the cycles go spring equinox, which is vernal equinox, whatever you want to call it, is the birth of the new god. Summer is the dominance of the new god. Fall is the growing old of the new god and the mating of the god and the goddess. And then winter is the death of the god, and then keep going and going and going and going and going and going and going.
It's definitely one of those things that keeps on going.
Mm-hmm.
No matter.
If you think about it, though, that's how, at least in my belief structure, that's how I view the year.
Yeah.
It makes sense, if you think about it, very much.
Just so let people know, we're not just trying to shove any religion down your guys' throat. We don't necessarily condone specific religions. Each of us is our own person. I may be pagan, but I don't know. For all I know, Shirley could be Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I always
know.
Say it's better off not to judge. Don't judge.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Do not judge unless you want to be judged.
There you go.
Actually,
and that's it.
And it's
simple.
Fair, and that's also fair play. That comes into play with anything.
Uh-huh.
Don't judge what I am, but who I am.
If you don't like I am who I am. If you don't like who I am, you can kiss my fucking ass.
Yep.
You like who
I
am?
Yeah, I agree. Yep. And
I agree.
And I live that. I live that whole, I don't judge people, but once you say something that I deem to be unacceptable, then it's another story.
Well, it kind of goes with my motto. My motto in life, which if people don't actually know my motto, although I think Johnny may have a clue as to my motto. Fuck the world before the world fucks you.
Exactly.
And I'm the type of person, I'm very open and honest. Doesn't matter who you are, but I'm not to call out anyone if I feel something is wrong.
So yeah, there's my... So for all of our listeners that are listening right now, I want to say thank you because, you know, we didn't have to run a Halloween episode. We decided to because we wanted to.
Right.
And we will.
And I think it's one of those times of year where Halloween is a time where people get together. It doesn't have to necessarily be trick-or-treating. It could be just getting together, hanging out.
Yep, exactly.
Exactly what we like to do on this show. We love to get together and hang out. I mean, seriously, what you hear on the show every night is essentially a bunch of friends getting together and shooting the shit with each other.
That's what.
Except, you get a front row seat to the shit shooting.
Yeah,
sometimes
you
talk about anything. I love it.
So, anyway, how many trick-or-treaters did y'all get?
I got, about 30. 30?
One.
I got five.
You got a trick-or-treater this year, Cheryl?
Yeah, we got one.
Okay, the cutest one had to be this little two-year-old boy. Dressed up as the character from the PBS show Super Why, the little green costume.
Mm-hmm.
And he said trick or treat, and I got around to asking him his name. And instead of giving me his name, he just turned his back around to me, flexed his little old arms, and showed me his Super Why logo on his cape.
Oh.
I just about went to the friggin' ground laughing. And the second one was a little kid. He was about three, dressed up as the Green Power Ranger, little Green Power Ranger.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to get him to say trick or treat, and instead of trick or treat, he kept saying Power Ranger.
Oh,
oh, that is so cute.
I got the trick or tweet as he turned around and walked off. Trick or tweet.
Oh, that's awesome.
Score that one
under
cute.
It's like,
the third one, I don't know about you guys, but there's a set of parents pushing their little baby around in the stroller. What made it cute was they had a box over the stroller, and they had the kid dressed up as a Cabbage Patch Kid.
Oh.
Homemade Cabbage Patch Kid costume.
Aww.
I swear, I don't mind sitting out and giving out the candy, just still I could see the cute costumes.
Well, today we only had five around my way. There was one little boy who lives downstairs. He came up. He was dressed as a pumpkin. And then there was another neighbor across the way. Mainly the neighbor's son was dressed up as a werewolf from the old 1950 classic, I Was a Teenage Werewolf.
Oh, nice.
And since he was a preteen, he had the wolf shirt and everything.
Oh, nice.
And the last but not least, oh my gosh, this 2-year-old little girl, cute little thing. She was dressed up as Gose Yellow.
Oh my god.
She
oh, yeah.
was dressed up as
Yellow
Gose.
Ranger?
Yes,
yeah.
Go mainly Mega Yellow, Gose Yellow, whatever you call it. Mask, suit and all. She said trick or treat. I gave her a lollipop and I just said, "Hey kid." She turned around and I said, "Go, go, Megaforce." And she said, "You got it." And she just ran out the door.
Oh, that was cute.
Her mother was just laughing, and she's like, "Don't tell me you're a Power Ranger fan." I'm like, "Yes, I have, and I have been ever since I was 13. She was like, "Oh, Lord." And the girl said, "Go, go, Megaforce." And I was like, "You got it, kid. Now get some more candy." She was like, "You got it, Gose." She called me Gose, and I was just laughing.
Take it as a compliment, Law.
I was just laughing after I was just laughing after I shut the door. Mom just looked at me going, like, "Who the hell is Gose?" I'm like, I was like the leader from Megaforce. Mainly I told her to go get some more candy. She said, "Okay, Gose." She just ran out the door and got into the car.
Aww.
I have to say, this year's Halloween for me, it's not bad at all. As long as I see the kids smiling and enjoying themselves, that's all that matters to me now, because I'm too old to trick-or-treat. As long as I can see the kids doing what they're doing, it don't matter to me.
You're never too old for trick-or-treating.
When I was going to get my candy, I ended up seeing some kids with really cute costumes that were trick-or-treating. It's like, oh, nice. Some of their costumes were really elaborate.
Yeah.
One little kid got a bonus. I was reaching in to give him his piece of candy, and that bowl of candy I had fell over onto the ground, and he says, "I help you." And he reached over and helped me pick up the candy off the ground.
Oh.
He got an extra piece.
Oh.
I think he was another Power Ranger.
I have to say this, mainly how Tuku said, you're never too old to trick-or-treat. Mainly, I'm going to say this now. I vowed for next year, I'm definitely going to dress up as mainly the White Ranger from Mighty Morphin.
And just
trick-or-treat around Georgetown in D.C. and try to get candy whenever I want.
You know, and honestly, I just got to say, if you guys couldn't tell from the start of the episode, Halloween's just one of my favorite times of the year. I get to let loose and have fun.
I love Halloween, but I still love Thanksgiving and Christmas so much more. I'm sorry.
Me too. I agree with Allison on this.
That's the point. I get to go to my annual New York trip, so.
And guys, if I made any of you guys really scared with my voice, I'm sorry. But
no, I think that was perfect tonight.
Hey, it fit the night perfectly, Tuku.
I have to agree with Janet and Shirley on this. Even though I had to check myself, I was fine.
I'm just going to say this right now because I know we're down to about our last 2 minutes left.
Actually, I got the 90-second signal.
Yeah. It's about
okay.
That, right?
Let me read you something real quick. This happened in the Santan Valley. And this is almost as bad as the woman that gave the notes out to the kids. I'm going to read it real quick. It says, somebody put this on a dry erase board outside their house. Due to the fact that people from other neighborhoods truck their children into this neighborhood by the dozens, this house will no longer be handing out candy. Thank you for running Halloween for us and the children who actually live here. Thank you for understanding. Now go away.
Ooh.
Huge.
Halloween candy
tonight. For tonight, I'm just going to say this. Follow us on itsmyheroes.com/AMCPressLive. And I'm going to take the ending tonight by saying, Mr. James, please take us out before we end.
Bye.
Allison, Frodo, Chris, Janet, Shirley, B-Money, Byron, Amanda, and Heather. Uncensored and original, Red Rock is about to blow. AMC, AMC Press.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Bittersweet night.